In this bulletin, the coalition says Australia has to be frank about the threat of China in Taiwan, an interim report into Defence Force suicides released in Canberra, and in tennis, Nick Kyrgios defeats world number one Daniil Medvedev to continue his winning streak. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. An interim report into Defence Force suicides has recommended that a backlog of claims for compensation be one of the first things that the federal government address to reduce the distress of serving and former members. The call to process a backlog of delayed compensation claims is one of 13 urgent recommendations in the report, which was handed to the Governor-General and tabled in Parliament in Canberra today. Speaking to reporters after the report's release, Veteran Affairs Minister Matt Keogh has called the rate of veteran suicides in Australia a national tragedy. He says the government has pledged to take the report's recommendations seriously.
In the interests of transparency, we have chosen to not sit on this report, but rather to release it at the first available opportunity today, so that everybody can see what the Royal Commission says now needs to be done. And as such, we as a government are only just seeing these recommendations today, now for the first time as well.
The federal opposition has weighed into the current tensions over China's relationship to Taiwan, with Liberal leader Peter Dutton saying Australia has to be frank about the threat of China to the region. He's told the ABC that the federal government has been taking the right position on Taiwan, but Mr. Dutton says the current situation can be compared to the period before Russia invaded Ukraine earlier this year. Mr. Dutton's comments follow confirmation that China is ending its drills in the Taiwan Strait, and remarks from China's ambassador, who has defended acts of aggression in the region as self-defence. In a speech to the National Press Gallery on Wednesday, Xiao Shen said China would hope to return Taiwan under its rule by all necessary means. The centre that is coordinating shipments of grain from Ukraine ports says it expects an increase in applications for cargo pickups in the near future. International Maritime Organisation coordinator Frederick Kenny has told a news conference that the centre is already receiving many dozens of phone calls and emails asking about exports as ship owners show tremendous interest in Ukraine grain following a recent deal aimed at ending Russia's blockade of its ports. Mr. Kenny says he has so far authorised the departure of 12 vessels, as well as the arrival of four ships to pick up new cargo.
We're dealing with three ports that were essentially frozen in time on February 24th. There was a different harvest coming in. It's primarily corn. The silos are full of corn, and the ships that were loaded were intended for ports that had nothing to do with the current conflict. And so it's imperative upon us now to get those ships out so that we can bring ships in.
Ukraine signed an agreement with Turkey and the United Nations on the 22nd of July, clearing the way for 22 million tonnes of corn and other grain stuck at ports and silos since the Russian invasion to be exported. A separate memorandum between Russia and the UN, signed the same day, is aimed at clearing roadblocks to its shipments of food and fertiliser to world markets. A wave of COVID-19 cases and flu infections over winter has been blamed for a significant drop in office occupancy rates across most major cities. Data from the Property Council of Australia has been released today, showing Melbourne had the lowest return to office rate in July, with occupancy dropping from 49% in June to 38% in July. In Sydney, occupancy rates fell from 55 to 52%, while in Adelaide, occupancies fell from 71 to 64%. Canberra and Perth were the only markets to record an increase in office occupancy. Actor tennisser Nick Kyrgios has continued his winning streak with a victory over world number one Daniil Medvedev in a second round clash at the National Bank Open in Montreal. Both players were coming off title wins last week, with Kyrgios completing an historic singles doubles double in Washington and Medvedev reigning in Los Cabos, Mexico. He says his mental preparation was key to the win.
He was feeling confident, so I had to come out there with a game style that wasn't going to give him too much rhythm. You know, I served and volleyed pretty much every point. I've been serving really well and I've been volleying pretty well. So I thought, you know, why not just completely switch it up?
And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom. Remember to check out our other podcasts, including SBS News In Depth, On the Money and Change Agents.